Grand Rising, Grand Rising, kings, queens, gods, and goddesses, thank you so much for showing up for another episode of That White Girl. I know you're probably sick of hearing this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I am incredibly honored to have this next guest on my show. I have known her, about her, for a couple of years now, almost, actually, believe it or not. And I probably should have talked to her a long time ago. And so I'm really glad that she accepted my invite on here. She's the secretary of the Black Liberation Movement. She's the founder and director of the Oasis Literacy Center, which we'll talk about. And I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, she has literally every finger she has in something. She does everything that under the sun that you can imagine she is doing for herself, her community, and for the Black Liberation Movement. So I'm honored, Crystal, to have you on my show. I appreciate you coming on. It's no secret, you know, that I adore you and Patrick Alexander and what you guys are doing. So, but you know, I'm honored that you're here. How are you doing this morning?
I'm grand, and I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to be asked. It's not often, you know, we are asked to share our passion and our mission with people. So to be asked is a humbling and honoring experience for me as well.
I love it. I love it.
I'm excited too. Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm thrilled. So people know our kind of history real quick. Mm-hmm. We probably engaged in conversations and interactions via online for educating, you know, all of those things. And I just want to, my biggest question about the movement is because it is in reference to you being a woman, mm-hmm, in that movement. Mm-hmm. And because I touch as many people as I can, but I tend to touch way more brothers than I do sisters. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that is. I'm not saying that there's not, you know, pro-Black women that are, you know, about Black liberation, but it seems as though there is a lot of men, mm-hmm, in the movement, so than women. And I'm just one, you know, am I correct? Is it just me? Am I not seeing it because I'm not, you know, where I should be? But, you know, what really is going on as far as that goes? Do you feel the same thing? Is it empowering for you to be where you are with all these brilliant ass men doing what y'all are doing? You know what I'm saying? I mean, that you deal with a lot of brilliant kings and gods in your life. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you touch a lot of really extraordinary people. And I'm just wondering, you know, all of it, like I said, is there more men than women? And, you know, what it's like to be in the midst of that?
Okay. Well, you know, I guess, you know, it's easy because I was raised by a king. And I saw him move, and I saw him build, and I saw him be a force in the community. So it's like I always tell them, you remind me of my father. It's like they'll do certain things like, dang, that's something my father would have said, or that's something my father would have done. Mm-hmm. My grandfather as well, my mother's father. But so I just read an interesting quote by Angela Davis, and she said, Black women are cultured to compare and not connect. And I felt that with everything in me, because
you know what I mean? Like I remember the first conversation we had at a family reunion. It's the first time I'd ever met this dude. And I told him something, I don't know, some story. Oh, I know, he had arrested one of my friends a million times and knew, mm-hmm, him personally. And so I was telling him the story about me and this, you know, how I was friends with him and how we went to school and all this. And he looked at me when I got done and he said, are you gonna retell me the story and, ooh, talk white? And I looked at him and I said, fuck no, I'm not retelling you shit. And we're not talking. And he said, okay, I just wanted to know for future reference, this is always going to how you're always going to interact with me. I said, this is exactly right, how I'm always going to interact with you. And he was like, and now I love him more than I probably love some of my blood relatives, really, to be honest with you. But I get that a lot. And then I get the whole doll. I don't even remember her first name, but the whole Dalzell question. I don't know her. And I'm probably saying her last name wrong too, but the whole NAACP, mm-hmm, white Rachel, chick who pretended Rachel, to be. Yeah. Right, thank you. Yeah. And I said, you know, there's no one on this earth that aggravates me more than her. And we're not going to talk about her, because that'll be, I could talk about her by myself. But I said, so I have to find myself. I repeatedly say, you know, all the time, I'm not black. I'm not trying to be black. I don't, I'm not that, you know, Jane Elliott, speaking of Jane Elliott, Angela Davis had an interview that my daughter like harassed me for two weeks about to watch. They were at a university. And it's not the first time Jane Elliott has said it, but she stood up and she said, everybody white in here that wants to be black, stand up. And of course, nobody stood up. And she said, oh, I am so sorry. I think I did under that, that I'm fighting for. You know what I'm saying? I get a lot of slack because I say us and we, and, you know, people give me a lot of pushback about that. And so finally, this one lady, I mean, she just was belligerent with me about a post I put up because the meme said us. And she said, how dare you portray yourself to be black and blah. I said, I have never, you know, said that. And so finally I just said, you know what? I said, let me explain something to you real quick. I said, my children are miscegenated and they are, I call them, you know, I call them magically melanated. And I said, and I cannot separate myself from them. So because I cannot separate myself from them, I don't feel like I want to separate myself from other black folks either, because they are all connected and related and birthed and beautiful and magically melanated. You know, I said, so if you want to be mad at me because I can't disconnect myself from my children and the seeds that they grow from, then you just don't have to be mad today and not follow me. Because you want my pay. You know what I'm saying? And excuse me, I do get that a lot. But at the same time, I feel like if white folks don't see us as equals, which you know they don't, nothing is ever going to change. And you know, my biggest speech is that white folks ain't never going to do nothing for black folks, let alone the black liberation movement. It doesn't benefit them to be involved in it in any way, shape or form. Which leads me to my next question. I'm just wondering if you get a lot of pushback in general for your role from any, not necessarily white folks in the community, but just white folks. You know, you're very public on your page. You speak out about everything that is liberating for black folks. And so I'm just wondering if, you know, you get any kind of pushback in your community or otherwise, you know, like you shouldn't be doing what you're doing or whatever. We were talking, well, you had just, you know, basically said everything that you had, you know, were doing and talking about you as a woman in the black liberation movement, you know, in comparison to there being so many brothers in it. And if there was a shortage, if you will, of black women, and you're basically saying for the most part in y'all's community, you're sometimes the only woman in the literacy center, right?
Right, right. And so, you know, because, you know, I shared that quote with you, you know, we're cultured to compare and not connect. And so I find that has been my experience. It's really hard. I'm not from this area. So that's an extra hurdle for me. You know, just trying to find like-minded women, it has been difficult. Brother Patrick get on me all the time. It's like, you got to go find somebody, you know, that you can work with. You got to find some women. We need some women in this movement. And so it's always so hard because I'm not trying to compete.
Comfortable for him. You know what I mean? And he's not aware. He's just not concerned. Which, me personally, I can see the transition now where he'll call me and say, Mom, these white folks, blah, 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 which he normally wouldn't talk like that. You know what I mean? And, but I, like I told him, I'm not concerned. You know why? Because he ain't got no babies yet. Okay? The minute he got a baby and the baby come home and say, Daddy, so-and-so called me the N-word, all those people that called him the N-word with him growing up and all the times he was disrespected and you know, all the time people were racist towards him and everything that he is, all of that shit's gonna come rushing back in his little heart. And I guarantee you, like I told him, I guarantee you that your ass is gonna have a change of heart about black liberation at that point. You know what I'm saying? And I have these same conversations. I have white people in my family who have mixed children or mixed grandchildren that are raising them white. I literally, I can't make this shit up. I had a cousin call me one time. and her daughter had a baby, and the baby was mixed. Now, first of all, the first damn lie was everybody was like, the baby's Indian. I said, let me tell y'all something real quick, fast and in a hurry. Her daddy is black, okay? He's not Indian. He's not Cherokee. He's not dot Indian. He's from India. No disrespect, but I'm saying he's not that Indian. She's black. So when the girl was about 16 or 17 years old, and of course, you know, I got all my miscegenated babies, my cousin called me and said, I'm having all these problems. I don't know what to do. You know, she's fighting in school and, you know, this and that and the other and blah, 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 blah.
I was with Angela Davis because she was originally a Black Panther. She was part of the Black Panther Party for mm-hmm. self-defense. And it's mm-hmm. like recently she's become this feminist. And some of her quotes that I love was when she was that revolutionary minded Angela Davis. But so she is now, you know, this feminist that has joined that struggle. So so I don't understand how she does that being a former Black Panther member of the self-defense. But anyway, so my take is I prefer the word womanist. And I think Alice Walker coined that phrase because a black woman, mm-hmm. we black people have to know and understand that we have a unique experience in this country, and all of our issues need to be looked through from that lens and that angle. And so when you start talking about feminism and women's rights, we still need to look at it from our unique experience in this country. And so mm-hmm. when you do talk about the feminist women movement, white women want black women in that for the numbers. And so oftentimes they'll take our revolutionary women hostage. I call them taking them hostage. Women like Harriet Tubman, women like Ida B. Wells, women like Fannie Lou Hamer, because they will use their words and their voices and say that they were feminists. No, they were womenists because they knew that they were black first, and they knew that no matter how much freedom or how much power or how much equality women gain, black women would never have that same equality. You know, it's interesting because when people talk about the suffrage movement, and I think it was Susan B. Anthony and the fight for women voter rights, and they were fighting and they were trying to get the right to vote for women, and Frederick Douglass addressed them, and they said, no, we ain't fighting for black folks rights now. We just fighting for white women. Y'all, what, black men, black women? No, y'all can't, we ain't talking about y'all right now. And so we had to understand that even in that feminist movement, black women weren't considered in the early stages, in the early organization of that. And so because what power do black men have over anyone? They don't control anything. So, you know, it's like we have been conditioned to believe that all men have their foot on our neck, and that's not so. And it causes a bigger...
I told him exactly what was wrong. I said, that's probably the first, honestly, probably personal conversation we had ever had, but it was relevant. You know what I mean? And I think it is mm-hmm. relevant. One of my best and closest friends is miscegenated. And he used to always call me and talk to me about my children being miscegenated. And he would say, you do understand that you as a white woman and your husband as a black man cannot speak to them on being mixed. He was like, they understand, you know, that the black and the white, but what they don't have a relationship with you is the miscegenation. And I think until that conversation with my daughter, her being older, which was years later, I did not understand how even more in depth that statement was, you know, because uh-huh. I can't relate. And so for someone to say to me, I just can't get on that side of the movement. I think that there is no need for a feminist movement anymore. I think that is long just done. You know what I'm saying? And I feel biased because I am pro-black, and I feel like it should be a black people, you know, movement instead of, you know, I'm not taking away from any other movements, but I just don't feel it's necessary anymore. Like, if you don't want a dude to open the door for you, then bitch, open the door yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't bring all this other shit into it. If that's the kind of man you want, then get that man.
And that's the problem that it brings to the Black community. Because we have been so empowered by the system that we feel like we don't need a man, but then we do need a man. And so it's really causing a schizophrenia within the community itself. I have two daughters and we struggle. And it's a battle in my home with them because they are this new age mindset that they don't need a man, quote, you know, and all that bullshit. And I'm from, you know, the school where, you know, women were nurturers in the home. Now you have women feeling like they don't have to be nurturers. You know, I was telling my oldest daughter, you know, you need to learn how to cook. You're like, for what? Like, because you got to eat and your child got to eat. You know, this ain't just about what they call you a pick me. This is about survival. You ought to know how to do these things just because you're a woman. And that's what we are by nature. Women are nurturers. And I don't get with the program that we can do all these things men can do. No, we are two different specimens with two different body types, two different emotional types. No, and you know, and so, you know, I always tell people I'm so thankful to be of the age that I am now because I grew up in a Black community where everybody was family. Not only am I from a small town, but my family, extended family, was my family too. My cousins were my first that needs to be done.
Right.
I'm all for empowerment, but what are you empowered to do? What am I empowered to do? I'm empowered to liberate. I'm empowered to build a nation. And so, you know, if we aren't talking about that, then we just aiding and abetting white supremacy.
I absolutely agree. I swear, I could not have said that.
All right.
Okay, Crystal, we gonna.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm gonna tell you what I think, and it's gonna be funny, but because I don't believe this shit. But this is when most people would be like, "The devil is a lie." Okay, so whatever negative energy you don't want me doing what I'm doing, because I'm telling you, I'm being serious about this. I have a lot of problems with my That White Girl page on Facebook. I don't have no issues with my personal page. I don't have no issues with my real estate page. But It seems like every time I post something and then I go back to see like who said something or commented or liked or whatever, I can't get to my notifications. Mm-hmm. It won't pull up my post, and maybe I'm paranoid or whatever. You but aren't. Why is that? You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why none of my other pages have any problems at all ever. I never have a problem with my real estate page, and it's set up the exact same way as this one. So, to the powers that don't be, who think they be, they can get on because I'm not. Right. We're not doing this, but we're doing it. This, it doesn't stop. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that you, as far in this aspect goes, you know me well enough to know that, you know, and you kind of touched on this, but you didn't say the word. You said, you know, you have to be ready. You have to be trained. You have to be, you know, prepared to do this. You have to be able to walk in it. Mm-hmm. You are the female Black version of the verb for the Black liberation movement, and Patrick Alexander is the male version. You know what I mean? Y'all are the perfect balance for what needs to happen in this movement. And I know me and you are talking, we have not absolutely confirmed, but we're pretty sure we're going to, but we're going to talk more. We're going to have a couple more podcasts hopefully on the narrative that divides Black women into their own group. Basically, I think, and then gives them this mindset that you touched on, that, you know, all of these outside entity sources that have made them comfortable is okay for them and their children and their seeds. That's the problem. This is, you know, generational. So hopefully we're going to have more talks about that specifically. I know we've had some crazy audio problems, but we hung in there. So, you know, I already know me and you could be on here 8 hours talking about shit. So,
yep. All day.
All day. It won't.